USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A dangerous heat wave continues to blanket much of the southern U.S., affecting over 40 million Americans across more than a dozen states. The National Weather Service has issued heat alerts with heat index values in the 100s expected from Texas to Florida. Additionally, in the southwest, Phoenix and Las Vegas are again experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The White House says it's unfortunate a vote on a judicial overhaul plan took place in Israel with the slimmest possible majority. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Martin Indyke says the country hasn't seen a divide between sides like this before.
And I doubt that the sides both dug in now and the opposition even more determined to stop the next step in the legislation, that it'll be possible to reach a compromise.
The plan removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Donald Trump is going after Senate Republicans for their comparatively less aggressive approach in criticizing President Biden, unlike their House counterparts. In a Truth Social post, Trump praised House Republicans for labeling Biden as the most corrupt president in U.S. history. He expressed concern over the silence of Senate Republican leaders on corruption allegations against Biden. A bipartisan group of lawmakers led by Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar are advocating for expanded trucking ports at the Texas-Mexico border.
Expanding these bridges is more jobs in South Texas. It's higher wages in South Texas. It's more opportunity in South Texas.
They aim to overcome bureaucratic red tape and potentially speed up construction, with Congressman Cuellar vowing to complete the bridges by year's end. The IRS is discontinuing unannounced visits to taxpayers to enhance safety measures and reduce confusion. While revenue officers have traditionally visited homes and businesses for tax collection, the agencies announced that this practice will now be replaced by mailed appointment letters. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Biden administration officials are in Mexico this week for meetings on the opioid crisis. President Biden's Homeland Security Advisor and other senior officials will meet with Mexican and Canadian officials to discuss joint efforts to fight the ongoing opioid epidemic. Six people are seriously injured after a boat ran aground and slammed into a house in Missouri. Officials say all eight people on board the boat on the Lake of the Ozarks were ejected and none were wearing required safety vests. The driver was cited for boating while drinking. A gruesome discovery was made in Yellowstone National Park over the weekend.
A woman is dead after what's being described as an apparent bear encounter near Yellowstone National Park. Officials say the body of a woman was found Saturday on Buttermilk Trail west of West Yellowstone, Montana. Grizzly bear tracks were found at the scene. According to authorities, citing human safety, the Custer-Gallatin National Forest issued an emergency closure of the Buttermilk area. An investigation is ongoing. I'm Lance Pry.
Democrats are calling on Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to end an Alabama senator's hold on military promotions. Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville is blocking hundreds of senior-level promotions over his opposition to the Pentagon's policy on abortions. Today is National Tequila Day. The distilled beverage is made in certain parts of Mexico from the blue agave plant. It's seen a rise in popularity in the U.S. lately. Sales of tequila have been up 6% so far this year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.